Yeah, thanks, Oisin. Yeah, it's always nice to go on a bit of silverware. Yeah, it's parked up now and all focus on the 17th of May.
So let's talk about the game today, Declan. How did it pan out in the first half for you? Was it a game that you controlled in the opening half, was it?
Not really. We played with the breeze in the first half and we knew Derry were going to set up defensively and they did that. And I think maybe 19, 20 minutes in, it was 4 points to 3. We were finding it difficult to get scores. But we had a purple patch just before half-time. I think we kicked 1-6 on the trot just going in at half-time and really, really played well in that 10-minute period. And that laid the foundation for us.
Yeah, and the goals today coming from Michael Carroll and Niall O'Donnell for you?
Yeah, first goal was an excellently taken goal by Niall O'Donnell. We broke up a Derry attack and the ball moved fairly quickly and Niall O'Donnell really finished it well. And the second goal was a team goal again. Michael Carroll came on the end of it and finished it well. But yeah, two very well-worked goals.
And as you said, you really hit them hard towards the end of the first half. And was that the period, Declan, within the game that just took a really, really firm grip at? And you knew, did you, at that stage, even going into the second half, that you just had the game won?
Well, yeah, you're always looking for improvement. And, you know, we went in 9 points up at half-time and, you know, we wanted to finish the game off. And, you know, we done that. You know, we were pretty confident the whole way through the second half. We gave away a goal. It was basically an individual error just last couple of minutes. And we gave away a goal, but we were very confident right through the second half.
You said at the start of the interview that it's always nice to win a trophy. That's now 3 trophies in 12 months, 2 minor league crowns and an Ulster minor championship as well for the teams that you have been in charge of, Declan. But that's the league now out of the road and that's been now put to bed this weekend and the big ones to come now next month.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the main focus all along was going to be the championship, and you know, but we used the Ulster Minor League. We've done it in the past, and you know, we've used it. We've used a lot of players, and we've used it for lads to build a bit of belief within the squad, a bit of you know, taking leadership when they get the chance and their opportunity on the pitch. And a lot of lads have stepped up to the mark, and I mean, the league has been well worthwhile, and it's always nice to win something. And those lads are going into the championship now with a degree of confidence, and they know there's a lot of hard work ahead of them, but. You know, they're prepared to put in that hard work, and suppose us as management then we'll be setting the bar now over the next couple of weeks to make sure that we're ready for the Tyrone match.
Is Donegal Minor Football in a very, very strong position, Declan, and do you feel that maybe you have a stronger team this year than what you did last year?
Ah, listen, I mean, it's very difficult to know. It's a different team. You know, there's 5-6 members of last year's squad left, so it's basically a new squad. And there's a lot of good work going on. I mean, in any given year, there's always a good crop of players coming through, to be quite honest. Donegal have been blessed down through the years with good players and, you know, a lot of good young players coming through. And it's about nurturing them and bringing them along. And, you know, they're getting a lot of good coaching now. And, you know, it's 16, 17 level. 16 has always been fairly decent at Buncrana Cup level. 17, only in the last couple of years now, we've got a grip on the 17 age group, and that was vitally important. And, you know, it was something that I wanted to stamp early on, that we had a proper 17 structure, and that's in place now. And, you know, that helped out the minor team then. And, yeah, it's a committed bunch, and it's a talented bunch. And, you know, as I said, there's a lot of hard work ahead of them, and we know we're not looking past 17th of May in the championship.
How big an influence on the team are the players that were there last year that won Ulster and went to the All-Ireland Final and the new guys that came up on this year, Declan?
Yeah, you know, those guys, I mean, Michael Carroll's captain of the side and Stephen McManaman's vice-captain, and both of those are leaders. And, you know, they lead by example, not just on the playing field, in the dressing room and on the training ground. And, you know, good lads to have around. But there's also leaders right around the team, to be quite honest. There's like Nathan Gaffigan has come along and Michael Langan and Kane Barrett. And these guys have, you know, are all shown leadership. And it's as I say, you know, it's not just about any individual, and it's not just about one or two leaders. You need leaders right across the park, and we have that. And, you know, as I say, the league's parked up now. We won the league. It's been a successful league. But, you know, all focus is for the Tyrone match, and we spoke to the lads and the rest of them about that there now a short while ago.
And you're going to go into that match against Tyrone as favourites. You're going to go into Ulster as favourites because you've won back-to-back minor leagues. How do you think the team's going to carry that, or will there be any added pressure with that, Declan?
Yeah, well, it's always pressure, but listen, we that's out of our control. We can only control what we can, and, you know, that's about getting the team properly prepared and having them ready for the Tyrone match, and what the bookies or anyone else say, that's completely out of our control. But let's hope we can handle it. But if there's anyone looking to maybe get a few pound on, maybe back Tony McCoy in the last race today in Sandown, his last final race, maybe it might be worth a few pound.
Yeah. And just one other question, Declan, because these guys are at a very important stage, I suppose, first of all, in their football career and their football development, but also in schooling as well. And when you come to the summertime, there's these young players have to take into consideration exams that they're going to have in front of them as well.
Yeah, it's a difficult time. A lot of them are doing their leaving cert this year, and it's a balancing act. And, you know, we're looking for them a couple of nights a week on Saturday mornings. And, you know, clubs are looking for them playing football, and the school has to go on, and there's leaving cert, and there's points to be got there, and lads looking to get into college. Yeah, it's a difficult time, and we felt last year it wasn't really until after we got over the first round of the championship against Derry that, you know, we had 4 or 5 weeks of focus then, and the leaving cert was over at that stage, and you know, it gives the lads a new lease of life. So we're hoping that you know, that we can get over the Tyrone game and give us an opportunity, because it's a difficult time with a lot of stuff going on in these young lads' lives. You know, probably what was disappointing today, Oisín, from our point of view, you know, the team played well. They're a talented bunch, and you know, it was a small crowd there from Donegal there today. You know, and you know, it's these guys. You know, last year when we played, especially championship matches, and even towards the end of the league, it was a big Donegal travelling, and you know, it's important that we go in 3 weeks' time, and I'll be making the field closer to the time that the Donegal supporters get in early for that Tyrone match. We need all the support we can get, and just lift these lads over the line, and sometimes it takes that. And, but, you know, the small crowd from Donegal that was there today, and, you know, that was disappointing.